Hashem, in letter number 5918, the 11th of Kislev, Tovshin, Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Baruch HaVisholem. The Rebbe says, we hereby confirm receiving your letter, her letter from the 27th of Cheshbon. We just received it now. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised that up till now she did not write from her work in the area of education. Especially, the Rebbe says, it seems like she's seeing good results, fruit in her efforts. How come she didn't write to the Rebbe? So, the Rebbe says that this that you write when those who are educated by her, when they reach a certain age, they transfer to another kindergarten, which is not religious. So, the Rebbe says that it would be proper to mention this, to point it out, that the head of the institution that she serves in, that they should point it out to them, that the fact that these kids are leaving, that doesn't just lose those children, but you also lose to a certain, in a great measure, you can't influence the parents. If you don't have the children, you can't influence the parents. And that is damaging also from the point of view of a party line, mainly on the main thing about the religious. So the Rebbe says, so she was complaining that the children from her school go transfer to a non-religious school, and the Rebbe is suggesting that she points it out to the people who are running this school and telling them it's not only that they're losing the students, but they're losing the parents, and this is not good. And also the Rebbe sees from a party line, I mean, apparently this was in Israel, from a party line, I think, you're going to lose people that are supporting the party that's important to you, besides the main thing, the religious part. So the Rebbe says for sure it should be easy to organize that your institution, your school, should be able to fit also children who are five and up till the age in which you go into a normal, a regular school. And even a year in such a young age is a tremendous accomplishment, because you have these kids at this young age, and also that the child alone, to get another, that age, to get him another year in a good school is important, besides the fact that having the kid in your school, you're able to influence the parents an additional year. The Rebbe says, for sure, the woman of Chabad in your community will utilize the day of the month of Kislev in general, and the days of Yud and Yud Tes Kislev especially, to develop the work. And it is my hope that also you, who is the activist in this, and the more you do, the more praiseworthy, especially when it's a matter which is important to the many. The Rebbe bless with good news and all the above, and also in your personal matters. So she wrote to the Rebbe that the children leave the school, and the Rebbe is asking her to point it out to the head of the schools and to show them that that way they're losing kids, they're losing an influence, and it's a religious matter. It's also a matter of their party line, if that's what the Rebbe, it's important to them. But the Rebbe says adding another year before they go to a regular school should not be a big problem for the school to do. And the Rebbe is also reminding them that the Chabad, the women, should really utilize the month of Kislev and Yud Tes Kislev to developing their work. And the Rebbe blesses them for good news and all the above, and also in their personal matters.